Come on, act like you're at the 310 or something. Let's
get this going, man. KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A, and our concert club members are already riled up. Rile yourselves once again. That was wonderful. I'm Jody Denberg, and our engineer is Cliff Hargrove, and our friend here who's going to play for us and talk to us is Robin Hitchcock. Hello, sir.
Hi, Jody. How are you?
I'm like everyone else.
Then you're like me, too.
I know. That's why we connect. So glad you're here. Robin's playing tonight with Emma Swift at the 310. The doors are at 8, and the show is at 9. They have a new single they've done together. Emma has decided to take a little rest today.
Emma's wiped out. She's going to be ready for tonight. But we, you know what it's been like this week.
It has been a week. That's why we're looking forward to tonight and looking forward in general.
Well, it's very interesting, but the upside of all this is it's brought a whole section of the community together, largely via the internet. And let's see where it goes. Hopefully somewhere good.
Everyone I've been talking to has an open heart these days, and I've been connecting with people like never before, and it's been heartwarming, and it's always good to have you. Robin Hitchcock is here, and we're going to hear a song live in Studio 1A, and then we'll chat. What would you like to start with?
Okay, this will be on my next record. It's called Mad Shelley's Letterbox, and it's not going to sound much like this, but this is what it sounds like here. Thank you. There's no counting. Time is written on your face, and the cold white arms of memory embrace you. Love is all we lay to waste. Now it's only lips of loneliness that taste you. You were beautiful. Oh God, you were beautiful. Oh God, Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Me, I never left the room. Shone down on me was gloomy. I could read you by the moon, the way you looked at me. I thought you knew me. Oh God, you were beautiful. Oh God, you were beautiful. Oh God, Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Could anybody say, except in hindsight, this was bound to happen? When two souls collide this way, there's no compartment they can find a map in. I don't know what your mind is thinking. Your mind's not in your heart. Oh God, you were beautiful. Oh God, you look beautiful. Oh God, Mad
Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Mad Shelley's letterbox is full of birthday cards. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Robin Hitchcock this afternoon.
Thanks very much.
Live on KUTX, Mad Shelley's Letterbox. Whenever you have names in song titles, I'm always thinking, like there was that Flanagan song, and I'm thinking, he's writing about Bill Flanagan. Or Cynthia Mask, and I'm going, he's writing about Cynthia Lennon, which I'm projecting totally. So who's Shelley?
Oh, boy, you weren't supposed to ask that until April.
Okay.
Shelley's a very interesting entity. Flanagan's song was actually about a different Flanagan, not Bill Flanagan, but don't tell him.
Okay.
And
Cynthia Mask.
Cynthia Mask wasn't Cynthia Lennon. That was a hybrid of some Cynthias. And then I added a Cynthia of my own. The thing is, the songs are quite short, so in order to make them work, you have to add extra ingredients in. Unless you're a really good narrator, and occasionally someone like Ray Davies will do this, but you kind of have to put in about three different stories into one, and then that gives it the density to make people keep listening to it, you know? Gosh, that's the best way of explaining it. So most of the characters in my songs, there's actually three or four of them. That's why they weigh so much.
My Robin Hitchcock shelf weighs a lot. It's got a lot of CDs. Most of them are green. And the prolific nature of your work, is that something that people throw at you and you go, not really? Or yes, I do work a lot.
No, I do. But, you know, you have all eternity in which not to exist. And you really need to get as much done as you possibly can. Whether it's just, you know, buying groceries or writing songs, you can't endlessly sit there and think about what you might do or not. I mean, actually, probably you could. But I like to keep busy.
Well, along those lines, you have a new single with your partner, Emma Swift, Love is a Drag, Life is Change, a piece of 7-inch vinyl.
Oh, boy, and some of them are green. With a British pressing is green, and with characteristic efficiency, we appear to have taken the British pressing on tour with us. So if you come out to the show, you can find the green vinyl. There should be a black American vinyl lying around. It's probably gone to Australia, but... Oh, yes, we at Tiny Ghost Records do our best. And, it's so great. You know, you can actually do vinyl 7 inches and they pay for themselves. And it's just nice having records, isn't it? You know, vinyl records.
Will you and Emma come together tonight at the show to play those new songs?
Oh, we're going to do them. I'm sorry we couldn't do them live here, but we're going to totally do them live on stage tonight. I haven't been to this venue before.
The 310.
What is it?
It's the address of the venue, and it's downstairs from the new Austin City Limits. So it's there. They have the big auditorium upstairs and then the club downstairs.
Does that mean there's no daylight in it? No windows?
No daylight, but some very bright and effective lighting. And hopefully no bleed from Dweezil Zappa, who will be doodling above you at some point.
That sounds like a sort of the idea of... Yeah, gosh, directly, directly above.
You got Dweezil up there. He's right up 12 o'clock.
We're talking with Robin Hitchcock, who obviously plays the 310 tonight.
Wow.
So, one more question, please, before one more song. I noticed on one of your social media sites or wherever—I don't remember where I saw it—but you were asking for requests for people to send to you ahead of the gigs that you could do that.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, you have quite a large library of music. Do you have a good handle on your library and what you think worked best in the past and what didn't?
You mean how it worked then or what would work now?
Okay. More like what turned out the best and what are the highlights of your work?
I've got some favorites of mine, but they're not necessarily the best known. I mean, as you know, I've never been burdened with a hit record. Despite which, discerning stations such as yours continue to have me on and play stuff, for which I'm enormously grateful. But, you know, generally the ones that I'm associated with, the ones that were radio hits and things in, and I'm not that crazy about, whereas I like my kind of mournful, sad, autumnal songs best, but people actually associate me with, you know, surrealism and that kind of more, I don't know, it's just
more
what
esoteric.
People like. I guess, yeah, you know, but that's because my mind runs ahead of my heart and music's essentially emotional, so the stuff I like best is actually the sort of sadder, more reflective stuff that I'm not that well known for. You know?
I want to write that down. My mind runs ahead of my heart, because that was a good line. Robin Hitchcock's here, and it's totally up to you, Robin,
and so
what
is
you
this
play.
Coffee.
The coffee's gone.
That was good. Okay, well, I'm going to do a Leonard Cohen song, if that's all right.
Do you remember that you and I went to see Leonard Cohen together about 2008, I think, somewhere?
We did, and he did more encores than I've ever seen until I saw Elvis Costello the night before the election. And Elvis's encores are longer than my whole sets. And I didn't know that Leonard Cohen was so close to exiting, but I remember coming out and just saying to M, geez, this beats Leonard Cohen. I mean, Elvis, lovely geezer, but they're encores you could land a plane on. if you come to my show, it's really quick. It's about a third of an Elvis concert, which means it's about a sixth of a Bruce Springsteen concert. What you're paying for is not having to stand around and listen for very long. It's really, we don't burden you with much. Emma plays a pretty short, snappy set herself, and I'm, you know, we don't hang about. But we do keep coming back. Okay, we did. And I don't think that Leonard played this when we saw him, but thank you for taking me to that. That was a glorious experience, and he had a voice as low as Captain Beefheart's, but very different. Okay, so this is my version of, I think it's the second track on Songs from a Room. It's called The Butcher, and it's totally not dedicated to the president-elect. He was slaughtering a lamb. I accused him there with his tortured ram. He said, "Listen to me, child. I am what I am, and you. You are my only son. I found a silver needle. I put it into my arm. It did some good. It did some harm. But the nights were cold, and it almost kept me warm. How come the night is long? I saw some flowers growing up where that lamb fell down. Was I supposed to pray? My Lord, make some kind of
joyful sound. He said, listen to me, child, I go round and round, and you are my only son. Do not leave me now, do not leave me now. I'm broken down from a recent fall. Blood upon my body and eyes on my soul. Lead on, my son, it is your world. Thanks.
Robin Hitchcock, covering Leonard Cohen's The Butcher on this day after we lost Mr. Cohen. And Robin Hitchcock tonight with Emma Swift at 310 ACL. The doors are at 8, the show's at 9. Thank y'all for coming out. We appreciate having you here. Great audience, very attentive, and I feel like we're all one here. And also thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and Jake Perlman. Robin, will you stick around and do another song just for us?
Oh, just for you. Totally.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we'll share it with the world at KUTX.org. On KUTX, you've been listening to Robin Hitchcock.